WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom, strength, and a whole lot of courage. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you today we're diving into something that plagues us all, procrastination. That sneaky little gremlin whispering, just 5 more minutes while the deadlines loom closer and closer. Ever felt like you're in a constant battle with time? You know that feeling when you have this massive to-do list staring back at you, and your brain screams, anything but that. We've all been there, trust me. But here's the thing, stoicism can be our secret weapon against procrastination. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, stoicism sounds like a bunch of ancient philosophy mumbo-jumbo, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about harnessing our inner strength and wisdom to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. And let me tell you, procrastination is definitely one of those challenges. So, what are the key takeaways? How do you return that procrastination monster into a well-disciplined beast? Buckle up, because here's the deal. 1. Recognize your triggers. First things first, figure out your procrastination patterns. What specific tasks or situations make you want to hide under your covers and binge-watch reality TV? Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism? A boring task that drains your energy? Knowing your enemy is the first step to defeating it. 2. Embrace the power of now. Stoicism emphasizes living in the present moment. Dwelling on past failures or worrying about future outcomes fuels procrastination. Instead, focus on the single action you can take right now to move forward. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, that tiny step builds momentum and breaks down the overwhelming feeling of I don't even know where to begin. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Procrastination often stems from negative self-talk. This is too hard, I'll never finish this, and not good enough. Sound familiar? Time to kick those thoughts to the curb. Replace them with empowering affirmations like, I can handle this one step at a time, progress over perfection, or I am capable and strong. Thorough. Break it down. Big tasks can feel monstrous, leading to instant paralysis. Remember that classic story of the boiling frog? You wouldn't throw a frog into boiling water, right? You gradually heat it up. Apply that to your work. Break down large projects into smaller, manageable chunks. Each little victory fuels your confidence and keeps you moving forward. 5. Reward yourself. Celebrate your wins, even the small ones. Treat yourself to something you enjoy after completing a task. It reinforces positive behavior and makes tackling those challenges feel less like a chore and more like a journey of accomplishment. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're staring down that looming research paper for your history class. That blank page seems like a bottomless pit of despair, right? You've got butterflies in your stomach, maybe even a slight case of the I should be doing something else syndrome. But wait. Remember those Stoic principles we just talked about. First, recognize that fear of failure is probably driving your procrastination. Second, focus on writing just one paragraph, just one. That's all you need to get started. Reframe your thoughts from I can't do this to I can write a good first paragraph, and then reward yourself with a short break or your favorite snack after completing it. T. You're already on your way. Remember, folks, stoicism isn't about being perfect, it's about constantly striving for improvement. Embrace the journey, learn from your stumbles, and keep pushing forward. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step. Start with one small action today. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little stoic encouragement. Let's conquer procrastination together and build a life of strength, wisdom, and courage one day at a time. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.